It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Standing on the promises of Christ our King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
You're welcome to a brand new day. This is The Open Heaven Hour. And it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. So if this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you to this very amazing segment where we get to share the Word of God every single morning. This is our own personal devotion. We learn, share, and hear the Word of God every single morning with our Open Heaven Devotional Manual. But before we go into that, like we do every single morning, we start our day with gratitude. So I want you to identify the areas of your life you're grateful for this morning and appreciate God for a brand new day. Let's thank God for keeping us till this very moment. I want you to take that time of your day to just begin to appreciate God. It is time to thank God. Thank Him for your life. Thank Him for your family, your friends, your close circle, your work. Thank Him for your going out and your coming in. If you lack what to say, I'm just giving you an insight on what to be thankful for. Thank Him for breath. Thank Him for health. Thank you for every single aspect of your day-to-day activity, how He has preserved you, provided for you, kept you, nourished you. And He has been a protector for you through the night. For in Jesus' mighty name we are worshipped. Father, we want to say thank you and accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are frequent on this show, you know what time it is right now. It is time to tell everybody that it is time for our Open Heaven Devotional. So I want you to begin to share with family, with friends. Let them know that it is time for our devotion. And like I always say on this show every single time, that you might just be saving a soul. If you do not get the chance to minister directly to somebody, you can share these messages with them and let the Word touch them. Let the Word cause an impact in their lives. With that, that is your own form of soul winning. So I want you to get engaged in the spirit of evangelism and let's get the Word out to somebody that might be waiting earnestly for it. There will be somebody out there who is heartbroken, who is depressed, who needs the Word. Why is he on the show? God wants to speak to that person. So I want you to share, and invite people to listen to the Word of God. Today is the ninth day in the month of September 2024, and it's a beautiful Monday. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, Rejecting Negative Prophecies, Part 1. Rejecting Negative Prophecies, Part 1. But before we look into it, I would like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our topic says rejecting negative prophecies, and our hymn today from the manual says standing on the promises of Christ my King. Standing on the promises of Christ my King. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Daniel chapter 1 to chapter 3. Daniel from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse today will be taken from 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Once again, our memory verse is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Then our Bible reading for today will be taken from Ezekiel chapter 13, from verse 1 to 9. Ezekiel chapter 13, from verse 1 to 9. From verse 1 it says, "And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel, who prophesy and say those who prophesy out of their own hearts. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirits and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the desert. You have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall off. You have not gone into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. They have envisioned futility and false divination, saying, thus says the Lord, but the Lord has not sent them. Yet they hope that the word may be confirmed. Have you not seen a futile vision? And have you not spoken false divinations? You say, the Lord says, but I have not spoken. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken nonsense and envisioned lies, therefore I am indeed against you, says the Lord God. My hand will be against the prophets who envision futility and who divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, nor be written in the record of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, there are all kinds of prophets these days. While there are genuine ones, many are false and give false prophecies that are sponsored by the devil. When a negative prophecy is from a prophet who genuinely hears from God, the fellow involved can cry to God like Ezekiah did in 2 Kings chapter 20 from verse 1 to 11. 2 Kings chapter 20 from verse 1 to 11. And God can decide to change it. Tomorrow I will discuss more about what you can do concerning negative prophecies. But the discussion today will be centered on false prophecies. We don't have many accounts of false prophets in the Bible because God said in Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 9, that they will not be in the assembly of Israel or written about in the book of Israel. These days, false prophets try to plant fear in people with their prophecies. If these people allow fear to take root in their hearts, they have given those prophecies the power and permission they need to be accomplished. This is because what a person fears is likely to come upon him or her. We can see that in Job chapter 3, verse 25 to 26. As a Christian, when such prophecies come your way, don't allow fear into your heart. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of sound mind in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Rather than being afraid, meditate on the word of God that negates the false prophecy and pray to God about it. Many false prophets have told me, thus saith the Lord. However, God would always tell me, don't mind that fellow. That message is not from me. Not long after the great Bishop Benson Idahosa went to be with the Lord, some investors opened the bank and invited me to pray before they commenced operation. After praying, they asked me to open an account with them so that I will be their first customer. I told them I didn't have money to open the account, so they opened it for me with 50,000.
And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.